contribution. The Rebbe, this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 5. And this is letter number 1513. Baruch Hashem, Yud Gimel Nissen, the 13th of Nissen, Tov Shiyud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to the congregants of the Ashul. It's a Nusach Ari in Albany Park in Chicago. Shalom Abrocha. The Rebbe said, I have with pleasure that I received through Mr. Rebbe Avram Sheikh Johannesburg a check for the fund of the Moschitim to support for the for Pesach for that I distribute. So I'm sending my blessing to all those who contributed, that may Hashem repay them several times as such, and because they participate, that everybody who wants, needs, has a need should come and should prepare everything that they need for Pesach. May Hashem support and help you that you should have a kosher and happy Pesach. Pesach, the Rebbe says in the letter, is mentioned all year round. At various different prayers, we say Zecher Liyitzias Mitzrayim. We're always remembering the Exodus of Egypt. So, therefore, charity, although it's connected to Pesach alone, as, for example, Moed Chitim, which is specifically for the needs of Pesach, yet we need to remember Pesach all year round, whether literally that we need to give tzedakah not only for Pesach, but also for the complete all year round. For sure, don't even need to mention about this, and more importantly, that you need to give not only charity, not only with your money, but also to do tzedakah with another Jewish person, whether a man or woman, to give from your time, give from your energy, from your trouble, and to impact also on others, that they should also share effort in to be there to help others. And another aspect, detail of tzedakah, which we can learn out as from a kolchik and a foratory, from if you have pity on a person's, another Jewish body, of course we should have pity on his soul. When you see that there is a soul who is naked from mitzvahs, doesn't have any mitzvahs to dress up with, and it's hungry for Torah, you have to help him in that. As our sages of blessed memory said in Tanit Vayorapa, chapter 27, it says, when you see somebody naked, you must cover him. Literally, it means give him a clothing, provide for him, help him up. But they say over there, Rabbi, that what it means is that if you see a person who has no words of Torah, teach him and give him the encouragement to do mitzvahs with blessings for a kosher and a happy Pesach to all those congregants who pray at this shul.